Delaware lawmakers are considering a proposal which would take the authority to redraw district lines away from lawmakers and give it to a special commission. Naturally, that effort has drawn opposition, mostly broken down along party lines. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more.
Gerrymandering. The word is loaded with negative connotations of partisan politics. Gerrymandering is defined as redrawing district lines to benefit one political party. Delaware's Senate and House districts are redrawn every 10 years by leaders of both chambers, currently all Democrats. But a proposal from Democratic State Senator Brian Townsend would put an end to that and would create an independent commission to draw the new lines.
This legislation is not, it didn't come up, but it's not something I worked on because I saw some kind of poorly drawn state legislative district. It was more that I believe that districts should be drawn independently. Elected officials shouldn't be the ones drawing these things.
While Townsend's proposal isn't tied to a specific Delaware district with strange boundaries, there have been some accusations about the way districts have been drawn. Following the 2010 census, Republican state rep Greg Lavelle's district was merged with a fellow Republican's district. It worked out for Lavelle, who went on to win a seat in the state Senate in 2012. There have been other issues, too. State Senator Colin Bonini, another Republican, says his district was changed in a very specific manner.
My district came out and I'm like, okay, whatever, it's very different than the district I had. But then they took the maps back. And the new maps came out, I don't know, 6 hours later. And my district had only changed, but it only changed about half a mile. And they had drawn in my opponent for the 2002 election.
Again, it worked out for Bonini as he won re-election. Even though Bonini says the process has become politicized, he's still against Townsend's bill to take the decision out of lawmakers' hands. He says using an independent commission will make things worse.
But anybody who doesn't believe that this process will be extraordinarily partisan and hyper-biased is stunningly naive. Is the current system good? No, absolutely not. I think the Senate Bill 27 is supposed to be disastrously bad and will make it much more hyper-partisan.
Townsend admits politics will still likely play a role, but giving the power to an independent commission would take away the self-interest from it.
We as legislators who are representing this district should not be the ones who get to choose the lines.
Townsend's bill calls for a complicated process to select 9 people who will make up the redistricting commission. He says hundreds, maybe thousands of people would apply, and after meeting certain criteria, a commission of 9 people would be picked at random from qualified applicants. Those commissioners would have to be made up of 3 current or former attorneys or judges, 3 would have to be Democrats, 3 would have to be Republicans, and 3 would have to belong to neither major party. The Senate approved the bill on April 5th with support from just 2 Republicans. Now it's waiting for a committee hearing to be scheduled in the House, which Townsend hopes will lead to a floor vote. If approved, this commission would start work following the 2020 U.S. Census, redrawing lines in time for the 2022 election. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.